Sermon 16. There are not many fathers of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know, not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and a spirit of gentleness? The Corinthian church was a church that had many problems. Today, I intend to preach the word from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. Apostle Paul said he gives exhortation to the saints of the church in Corinth. Among the epistles of Apostle Paul, the Corinthian church was the church with the most problems. Among the churches Paul established, it was the church that had the most problems. In this church, there were also those who doubted Paul's apostleship. It seems there were also many problems, because it had not been long since they accepted the word of the way of the cross into their hearts. During the communion service, everyone should break the bread of communion together, but since they did not do so, it also took a lot of time to solve that problem. Though there are 10,000 instructors in Christ, there are not many fathers. Perhaps because of that, Apostle Paul speaks this word. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Apostle Paul says that though there are 10,000 instructors in Christ, there are not many fathers. Everyone has their own instructor, and looking at each other, there are many things to respect and imitate. So someone is precious in this aspect, and they are worthy of imitating each other. However, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. It means Paul gave birth to spiritual children through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Then, people think that anyone can become a predecessor if they preach the gospel, but that is not so. What Apostle Paul said here is that there are 10,000 instructors in Christ, but not many fathers, which means one must be far ahead in faith and become someone who can be called a spiritual father. What is the heart of a father? Everyone being a father does not mean you can be called a spiritual father just because you preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A true father is one who, if his child is placed in a situation of dying, bears any labor to save that child. He is one who lives with such a heart as a spiritual parent. A child cannot understand the heart of a father. However, one who has become a father is a person who can bear any labor for his child. In the heart of a parent, there is compassion and pity toward the child. Apostle Paul did the work of nurturing with all his strength while establishing many churches, such as the Corinthian church, the Thessalonian church, and the Colossian church until now. Paul traveled to each region, and together with the co-workers of that region, nurtured the saints and established them as workers. He is an itinerant evangelist. He is not an evangelist who sits in one place, establishes a church, gathers saints, and nurtures them. He is one who preaches the gospel of the water and the Spirit for a few months here and a few months there to establish God's church, and establishes a leader to guide that church so that they can nurture the saints. Among those who came into the church because you preached the gospel, there are also those who need to be specially managed. If you do not take care of such souls, they may leave the church and lose their faith. One who is in charge of a church can live comfortably if he only does his own role well. But if it is not the heart of one who has become a father, it is difficult to understand that heart. One who is a father looks after all the church members both spiritually and physically. He is one who can look after them so that all the family members in the house are comfortable, take care of a sick child if there is one, and ensure the whole church can live a life of faith. Therefore, what Apostle Paul says about a father is all appropriate. There are 10,000 instructors in Christ, but not many fathers. If God's church intends to handle the work of properly propagating the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the one who has become a spiritual father bears all labors with faith. If only the saints can live well, he is one who is loyal to the work of looking after and nurturing them. He prays for God's children and does the work of solving problems. That is the ministry of one who has become a father. Such a person who only looks after himself and only thinks of himself whether the same members die or not is still a spiritually young person. The one who thinks of the same members, thinks of God's church, thinks of the benefit of propagating the gospel, thinks of God's will, and leads them is the one who has become a true father. That is why there are not many fathers. Apostle Paul did the work of a spiritual father. What we are seeing now is that Apostle Paul wrote and sent nurturing epistles with the heart of a father. We are growing spiritually by receiving Paul's teachings while reading the nurturing epistles, and we are also learning how God's church should be operated. If we remove the epistles of Apostle Paul from the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments, how much would be left? If we look at the words of the New Testament excluding Paul's epistles, the words of God are too few. The reason God made Apostle Paul not marry is that if he married, he would have to settle in one church and fulfill all his duties as a husband. So he could not marry. We can know that God specially lifted up and used Apostle Paul. Paul had to record the epistles, and if he had even a little fault, the Pauline epistles themselves might later fail to obtain the qualification as the Word of God. So because God is the one who knows all of that, I feel that he filled Paul with the thoughts of the Holy Spirit and used him in that way. The problem of those who ignore God's servants. Those who ignore God's servants are mostly spiritually young ones. A certain group are those who are not yet born again. These do not recognize God's servants. They do not recognize whether that person is a precious person or not. There were also those who ignored Paul, who was doing the ministry as God's servant. Those whose faith is too young cannot accept in their hearts that there is a leader above them, so they make many mistakes. However, the people who truly have the heart of a father inside the church are those who prepare and supply much spiritual food for fear that some children's faith might become weak. Even while locked inside a prison, Apostle Paul prayed, wrote letters, and lived for them. He did not spare much labor to make their faith grow. Such a person is a spiritual father. What is power? Serving the gospel is power. Apostle Paul intended to visit the Corinthian church to face and teach them. He said that when he goes to them, he intends to test whether they have spiritual faith, not with words. What is the power of faith? Is speaking well God's power? No, those who preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit all over the world and do the Lord's will are the ones who have the power of faith. Everyone, when you experience spiritual difficulties, the servants of God who solve that problem with God's word and faith are the ones with power. Leaders who lead so that the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is well propagated, who consider co-workers precious, and who act as a support calyx for them are the ones with power. When I call our ministers God's workers, I call them God's workers by looking at their hearts and the usage of their faith. If there are those who live for the propagation of the gospel, they are all God's workers. I believe that those who live for the gospel, even down to the young children of the Sunday school, are saints. The one who becomes a foundation for the propagation of the gospel is God's worker. Considering a precious person as precious, the person who knows how to consider God's workers, brothers and sisters, male and female ministers, and those who live for God as precious is a precious leader before God. A person who does God's work is a person who sees God's people as precious. It was said that while there are 10,000 instructors in Christ, there are not many fathers. Such a person who only cares for himself and likes to form factions is still far from becoming a spiritual father. The person who seeks the benefit of the gospel and becomes a single grain of wheat to become a foundation for the benefit of propagating the gospel is God's worker, God's servant, and a spiritual father. You and I are all working like that to become a foundation for God's work for the propagation of the gospel. Therefore, we are precious ones before God. Truly, God's work is not in word, but in power. You can know by seeing how much they sacrifice and try to become a foundation for the propagation of God's gospel of the water and the Spirit. You must judge whether they are God's servants or not by seeing how precious the fruit is that the work they are doing bears before God. I believe that anyone who labors and makes an effort for the propagation of the gospel is a precious person. We must all live well by faith together for the propagation of the gospel.